T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How did Collin County fare through this ice storm, similar to what the rest of the area has?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're still dealing with some really thick ice, mostly in the neighborhoods and in the alleys. But I just drove in a little while ago to the municipal center in Plano, and the streets are actually pretty good. A little slushy in places, but passable. And again, it's those alleys and parking lots and neighborhood streets that are still causing a lot of problems. We actually still have 10 sanding trucks on the roadways, but right now they're focusing on bridges and other trouble spots that are brought to our attention.
Will the smaller streets also get some of that attention as well?
Well, you know, we have a limited amount of sand, and actually with the temperature going above freezing today, and then we're supposed to have sunshine tomorrow, you know, it's going to be a little slower than the well-traveled roads, but slow but sure, they're going to defrost too, and they're going to be okay. So, you know, right now we just focus on the most traveled areas.
Do you find drivers in Collin County are kind of, you know, almost coming out like groundhogs onto the streets again? They're able to pop up out of their holes and start driving, but are they driving smart?
Yeah, I think so. You know, one of the things that we gave our residents a huge shout out was over the last 2 days, they pretty much heeded our advice and stayed at home. We saw very, very little traffic on the road the last 2 days. And that was a huge positive, because not only was traffic down, but when you have less traffic, you have fewer accidents. So for a city with a population of 290,000, you know, just to have a very small number of accidents is pretty good. You know, that's why we wanted to let our residents know, job well done. Thank you for listening.
On to others.
Yeah, on the way here, there's definitely a lot more traffic today. Not a heavy traffic. I would call it light, but definitely more cars on the road than the last 2 days.
On to other things, with people that have been home and, you know, worrying about city services, especially, for example, trash pickup. How are things going, and what's the process of making up lost days?
So this morning we sent some of our environmental waste service supervisors out to just take a look at the city and see if maybe we could start running those trucks again for trash and recycling service. But what they found was very icy conditions in the alleys. You know, a lot of them are still pretty icy with a solid sheet of ice. And then another issue that we found is there's some low-hanging limbs from all the ice that stuck to the trees that's also creating a possible hazard for those big trucks. So as it stands right now, we're going to wait and see a little bit later this afternoon. But as of right now, it's too treacherous and dangerous to get those trucks in the alleys to pick up. What we're going to do is, you know, we started delaying service on Tuesday. So the first people who will have pickup once it resumes are the people who normally have their trash picked up on Tuesdays. And then the following day, so Wednesday would be tomorrow. And we want to try and wrap it up by Saturday in the perfect world so that Monday we can get back to the regular schedule. But we're just going to have to see how it goes.
What about libraries, rec centers, and that, and those particular places that people will use throughout the day?
So the problem with the rec centers and libraries is, while everything's improving, side streets, the sidewalks at those facilities, and the parking lots are still a concern, because there's still a lot of ice there. So for the safety of everybody, we're going to close our recreation facilities and libraries. If the situation does improve and we'll be watching it, you know, there may be a change, but we're probably just going to wait for tomorrow when the coast is clear.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.